Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Miro, a.k.a. Rusev, has reportedly re-signed with the WWE. The former three-time WWE United States Champion and AEW TNT Champion was spotted at the WWE headquarters in Stamford, Connecticut. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Ringside Chaos. This is the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast. My name is Alex Alcazaz, and I'm also known as the Bear of Texas. And this news really did surprise me. Now, nothing's been officially confirmed, although there are some sources that have supposedly confirmed it, but I cannot really take their word. As far as I'm concerned, Miro himself would have to 100% confirm it. Now, nothing from ESPN, but Bleacher Report actually released a story. So for now, we're going to stick to reportedly. Now, I will say this. If this has actually happened, if he has truly re-signed with the company, well, I don't expect him to re-debut until after WrestleMania. Now, his wife, Lana, as she was known in WWE, or CJ, as we know her, she was actually not present with him at the WWE headquarters. So that would tell me that only he has re-signed with the company for the time being. But that doesn't rule out the possibility of his wife joining the company with him in the foreseeable future. We'll just have to wait and see. But for now, well, all we know is what we know. Well, Miro, his first stint in WWE was, well, it had its ups and downs. But fans, specifically supporters of Miro himself, openly expressed their disappointment in how WWE used him previously. Now, as we know, he spent a long time in NXT. First arrived, of course, he had the Russian gimmick, you know, the Russian patriotic gimmick. And then, of course, eventually he had the gimmick Rusev Day, which really went over with the fans. That actually turned him to a face, although he's been mainly a heel during his time in WWE. But the Rusev Day thing just went over so well that there was actually no choice but to turn him into a face. And speaking of Rusev Day, well, I'll get to that in a little bit. Because I'm asking myself this. If he comes back, if he is truly coming back, which gimmick does he go with? Now, he's not going to do the whole Russian thing again. I don't think because of what's going on right now with involving politics, I don't think it would be a good idea. But then again, it would be a good idea as far as getting heat goes if he's a heel. Now, as far as Rusev Day goes, look, I loved the whole Rusev Day thing. You know, when this happened back in, what was it, 2016, 2017, 2018, around that time. I think this was actually after he was done with the League of Nations stable with Sheamus and Wade Barrett and, of course, Alberto Del Rio. So I believe it was in 2017, 2018 when the whole Rusev Day thing really emerged. And again, it worked out because the fans absolutely loved it. But if you ask me, I think it would be best if he came back under the gimmick he had in AEW. Not the best man gimmick, but the God's favorite champion, that persona, I think that would probably be the best one. But, you know, who knows? Or maybe, you know, he'll have something else. I don't know. But it's a shame how things ended up for him in AEW. You know, to be honest with you, when he first arrived in AEW in the fall of 2020, now he was originally released from WWE in April of 2020, so he debuted in that fall. Of course, we know where we were during that time as far as everything goes, but fans were openly upset about Rusev being released. I believe he was released as part of the budget cuts because of the whole pandemic, if I'm correct. But at that point, fans probably expected him to be released, even though they were disappointed that it came to that. Because again, fans had been openly expressing their disappointment with how Rusev was being used. So, I mean, I was one of them. So, I don't know exactly what to expect. Now, I am asking everybody for their thoughts. I mean, I'm not sure exactly who he could feud with. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of names out there. You know, I'm actually asking myself, does he start out at NXT? But I kind of feel like, no, that probably would not be right. I mean, if he were to start out at NXT, it certainly wouldn't be wrong. But I think what I'm just trying to say is I would not expect him to start in NXT. To be honest with you, I don't even think that he should return under the name Rusev. I think he should be Miro. Because again, I think that he should utilize the same gimmick, the God's Favorite Champion persona that he used in AEW. But speaking of AEW, it's a shame how things just really had to go because he struggled with injuries. But I think there was reports of creative differences, and he was unhappy and very frustrated with creative differences. I mean, I'm not sure. All these particular sources can say one thing, and then this other source says, no, that's not true. It was because of this. Look, it's obvious he struggled with injuries. Unfortunately, injuries is something that Miro has struggled with throughout his entire career. If I'm correct, in his first run in WWE during his time in NXT, I believe he suffered both a torn ACL as well as a broken neck. I remember in 2015 on the main roster, he suffered a broken foot. And in AEW, I know that he had a hamstring injury, which put him on the sideline for a long time. I mean, he struggled with numerous injuries during his time in WWE and in AEW, and injuries unfortunately played a huge role into why things did not work out. Now, whether it was the injuries, whether it was creative issues or the storylines or whatever, the bottom line is, Miro's time in AEW, well, it did not work out. It did not work out. That's very, very unfortunate for both Miro and for AEW. But you know what? Miro is going to move on with his life and his career, and AEW is going to move on, you know, with whatever they got going on. So, now, Miro, it's unfortunate because, you know, the only triumph he had in AEW was the TNT Championship run, which when he beat Darby Allin in May of 2021. And then after that, I mean, things, you know, supposedly were going well, but because of all the injuries, again, the momentum that he had, he was unable to hold on to it. His last televised match in the United States was actually at AEW World's End in December of 2023 when he beat Andrade El Idolo, who, of course, you know, is Andrade, who's currently back in WWE. That actually, you know, with the help of his wife. So he was actually briefly managed by his wife in AEW. But then after that, not long after his last televised win, which was against Andrade in December of 2023, well, he went back on another hiatus due to injuries. So he did not appear on AEW programming for all of last year. He actually reportedly requested his release in September of last year, but he was not released until February, like back in February of this year. So he was not released about a month and a half, 2 months ago. So, man, again, with everything that happened, it's just a shame that it didn't work out. So, again, all we know is supposedly from what we read. Now, I'm sure all these sources can only say so much because, you know, who knows everything, what's going on. But at this point in his career, well, I really only honestly hope that things can work out for Miro. And Bleacher Report said that, according to Mike Johnson of PWInsider.com, it was Mike Johnson who reported that the former three-time U.S. champion and AEW TNT champion was at the WWE headquarters in Connecticut and where he signed a contract. So at this point, well, I'm certainly going to try to do the, I'm certainly during the episode. Now, normally I wouldn't want to do it until it's fully confirmed, but you know, lately I've been kind of basically doing much of the regular recaps of Monday Night Raw. So I figured this is an opportunity to put out some other fresh content as well. So you know what? At least there's something for me. So you know what? I'm grateful that there's actually something for me to talk about. So here I am, ladies and gentlemen. So, man. And again, you know, I love how Bleacher Report reminds us that his supporters long argued WWE had failed to properly utilize the guy. I mean, Miro has excellent wrestling skills. I mean, of course, everything that he's trained in. I believe that when he actually suffered his torn ACL. I mean, I think when he had an injury in NXT, he traveled to Thailand and actually learned the Thai martial arts of Muay Thai, which I believe if I'm saying it correctly. But yeah, so going back to everything, I mean, Rusev's career has just had, you know, a lot of its ups and downs, you know, regarding from characters, utilizations, and injuries as well. But I'm really honestly hoping that this time things really, really go well for him, because I want things to go well for him and the company. So, but honestly, at this point, I would actually love to see him bring back the God's Favorite Champion persona that he had in AEW. You know, wear the similar ring gear, and you know it would be great to have his wife actually manage him again. So, I would actually be surprised if his wife actually did not ended up not rejoining the company. And speaking of, you know, Miro, you know, I think there was a story that, you know, well, it was actually reported that he and his wife had actually reconciled. There was a little bit of a lot of things going on in Miro's personal life. So I'm really glad that things are starting to work out for him. So I think there were reports that he's been spending most of his time in his native Bulgaria. So I'm not really sure exactly what the man's been up to as of late. I'm sure that he's been training and everything, and you know, preparing for the next move of his career. So not much has really been said about Miro as of late. I mean, last thing I heard about Miro was about his AEW departure, but you know, other than that, there was really nothing to go on. But Sports Illustrated says the same thing, and you know, Wrestle Talks, you know, says the same thing. So even Cage Side Seats. So I love how Cage Side Seats says the headline: Miro reportedly signs with WWE, and on Rusev Day, no less. Well, of course, every day is Rusev Day. But like I said, honestly, I really don't. I mean, we could probably see the Rusev Day thing again, but to be honest with you, I don't think at this point it would be the best thing. I mean, I prefer to see him under the God's Favorite Champion persona, but that's just me. But man, so as far as I'm concerned, I just don't know what to expect. Now, Sports Illustrated says the same thing, that, you know, the source from PWInsider.com. So, man. You know, of course, you know, he was released at the same time as Malakai Black, and I think recently Rey Fénix was released from AEW. So, you know, of course, I spoke with my friend Ricky about Malakai Black coming back to WWE and supposedly taking over as leader of the Judgment Day. Right now, I mean, I don't know what to expect as far as the Judgment Day goes. Of course, Rey Fénix, that episode I did about Penta's debut with WWE, that, you know, Fénix is eventually going to join, because we all know what's going to happen. But I would actually expect Fénix and Penta to have, you know, singles run and then eventually possibly reunite to bring back the Lucha Brothers tag team, which I absolutely adored in AEW. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I think one potential feud for Miro in WWE is possibly pick it up with Andrade. You know, as far as I'm concerned, I'm not sure exactly what they've been doing with Andrade as of late. I mean, again, it's very, very difficult for me to keep up with everything. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm not exactly sure what they've been doing with Andrade. So, but I would certainly love to see them pick up the same rivalry they had in AEW. And hopefully this time things get better. And I'm sure that if they were to do that, they would have to bring back Miro's wife, because, of course, she was involved in the last one. So, you know what? Why not bring her back this time as well? So, man, you know, and much like Miro, it's a shame how things went for Andrade in AEW. I mean, it really is. But man, he wasn't properly booked well, and you know, like that. But a lot of fans will say certain things. But I think Andrade was released, I think it was in January of last year, or it was in late 2023. So, again, I'm not sure exactly with, you know, everything that had been going on with Andrade ever since he arrived. So, and I mean, he actually made his return to WWE in January of last year at the Royal Rumble as a surprise entrance. So, and since then, I think he's been on the Raw brand. But again, I don't know exactly what Andrade's been up to. I mean, as of late, I really don't. And it's a shame, because Andrade, much like Miro, Andrade is absolutely one of a kind. Talent, you know, as far as talent goes, he's absolutely one of a kind. He's got great ring skills. So, yeah, so honestly, I would love to see Andrade and Miro have another rivalry. So, who knows? But aside from Andrade, I'm not entirely sure who Miro could possibly feud with. Now, number one, if he's gonna perform under the God's Favorite Champion persona, I would expect him to be a heel. Now, could he turn face again? I mean, could he come as a face? I mean, that's possible, but I think it would be better if he came back as a heel. So, but, you know, who knows? You know, especially with Triple H in charge, I mean, who knows what's going to happen now? Because, you know, he signed with the company, I'm sure that, you know, one source said that they discussed plans as well. So, So that would be that, you know, he must have been he was probably in talks with WWE for probably since his release from AEW, you know, but, you know, it's not like he just comes in one day for a visit. I mean, unless, you know, they call him and say, look, why don't you come to the headquarters? We'll talk. I mean, if that's the case, I mean, it's not like, you know, in one day he signs the contract. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of discussions, you know, that have to happen, but who knows? But right now, I'm just basically dead set on the fact that I'm really, really hoping and praying that things go well for Miro, because if things can go well for him, things can go well for the company, and of course for his family as well. So as far as I'm concerned, I don't know what to expect, but, you know, and some people, a lot of fans were saying that after he lost the U.S. title to John Cena at WrestleMania 31, that was really the downfall of Rusev. I mean, I'll never forget that feud with Dolph Ziggler, you know, not long after that SummerSlam of 2015 match with Dolph Ziggler. I believe that was actually voted the worst match of the year, or that rivalry with Dolph Ziggler was voted the worst of the year. So, yeah, I mean, after WrestleMania 31, I mean, things really went down for Rusev. And, of course, he suffered a broken foot. But, you know, then eventually, you know, he has that alliance with Aiden English. And then, of course, the whole Rusev Day thing. So, man. Yeah, you know, Sports Illustrated confirms that his real wife, CJ Perry, who, of course, you know, known as Lana during her time in WWE, she was reportedly not with him during his visit. So, I mean, who knows what that means? I think maybe it's just one step at a time. So I think now that if Rusev has officially signed, then I think now they probably hold talks with his wife. So, I mean, again, a lot of things, you know, out of it that we possibly don't know, but. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm just not sure exactly what to expect. But, man, and again, when TMZ reported that in March of last year, when, you know, CJ and Miro, you know, the whole thing with the marriage. But then I think, you know, this came out in March of last year. But then, you know, I think last month, I mean, Wrestling Incorporated released a story saying that they renewed their wedding vows. So which I'm very, very happy to see. So. Man, so, you know, and you know what, I think, you know, according, you know, and of course, Wrestling Inc. says that according to TMZ, the pair began to rekindle their romance in June of last year. So, yeah, because Miro had returned to the USA after spending time in his native Bulgaria for a while. So, man, so apparently they've been continuing to work on the relationship over the next couple of months. Man. And they actually spent Christmas together last year in Bulgaria. So they renewed their vows at a small church in Los Angeles, actually not long ago. So they never officially legal filed for the divorce. So I guess they just got separated, and I guess, you know, they worked on reconciliation. From what I understand, they renewed their wedding vows, and I guess that's what's important. So yeah. Now there was one actually little detail that now. Perry, she was actually a CJ. She was released from AEW in April of last year, but I think her departure wasn't confirmed until the summer. And although Miro was actually signed long term to AEW, I mean, he had signed a long term extension in 2022 that would have kept him in the company through 2026. Well, or at least until 2026. I don't know if it's through 2026, but he asked for his release from AEW in September of last year, and it was granted. You know. Back in February. So, man. So there's really not much left to say. I mean, another thing WrestleZone says that Rusev reportedly spotted at the WWE HQ say that he has signed with a company. So, you know, a lot of the sources pretty much saying the exact same thing. And this source says that his wife was not with him in Stamford, Connecticut. So it's unknown if she'll be joining him in WWE or not. If she doesn't ultimately join the WWE, then, well, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, regardless, I'm just hoping that things continue to go well for Rusev or Miro. But, honestly, all I can do is hope and pray. And, you know, whatever they have for him, we'll see. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. And, of course, as far as the hype and the potential for a very, very strong run in WWE this time, well, I'll believe it when I see it. So that's pretty much all I have to say. But for those of you, if you're listening on Spotify or if you're watching on YouTube, well, I'd like for you to tell me your thoughts on this in the comments. And what do you expect? What do you expect as far as storylines? Do you expect him to return under the Rusev name? Do you expect him to perform under the Miro name? Do you expect the return of Rusev Day, or do you expect him to perform under the God's Favorite Champion persona from AEW? So, first of all, let me know what you think about the reported re-signing of Rusev to WWE, and what do you expect his gimmick to be? What do you expect the storylines? Who do you expect him to feud with? Tell me why. I'm always curious to know what you have to say. And one last thing, ladies and gentlemen, as always, Ringside Chaos is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora, as well as YouTube. So please hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell. That way, I know for sure that you're not going to miss out on any exciting upcoming content. Thank y'all very, very much. Y'all have a good one, and God bless.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same Game Parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.